Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. It's going to be a fun show for us today, folks, and a packed one. We're going to start out by talking to Kerry Barnes about the annual Chino Valley 5K Obstacle Mud Run. Let's hope for some nice, dirty fun with the mud run. Then we'll talk to Nolan Charles. He is one of the actors from the new one-stage family theater production of Little Shop of Horrors. It's coming to the Elks Theater for two performances on a Saturday. You'll hear from Nolan shortly about that. And local author Georgia Sparks will be here for part of our Professional Writers of Prescott series. Hey, baseball fans, Diamondbacks are back in action tonight. They will host the LA Angels tonight and Wednesday. You can tune in live both evenings at 6 p.m. for the pregame show, 6:40 first pitch on KQ&A FM. Well, you know, it's Tuesday. That means Tuesday Night Classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. One of the all-time greats, The Great Escape, hits the Harkins big screen tonight at 7 p.m. It's only $5. What a great cast. Steve McQueen, James Garner, James Coburn, Donald Pleasance. Great music from Elmer Bernstein. And by the way, The Great Escape is based on a true story. It's about a German POW portrayed by McQueen, who got to know the real guy, got to know Cary Grant in the late 1950s and told him about his exploits behind enemy lines at the POW camp. So through Grant's connections in Hollywood, his story became The Great Escape. Thrilling movie, great location shots in the German Alps. And yes, that really was Steve McQueen on the motorcycle for some of those wild stunts in the German mountains. 7 o'clock tonight, $5 at the Harkins 14. Now, at the Harkins, they're still showing Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. And last Wednesday at the Prescott Elks Theater, they showed the original Mamma Mia starring Meryl Streep. Well, there are some pretty interesting things about those two films. If you've seen them both, you'll know what I'm talking about. You know, of course, that in the current version, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, there are three possible dads that may have fathered Meryl Streep's daughter. Now, in Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, those three dads are Pierce Brosnan, Stellan Skarsgård, and Colin Firth. And Cher portrays Meryl Streep's mother, even though they're only 3 years apart. Well, there was another movie, very, very similar, came out in the late 60s called Buonasera, Mrs. Campbell, starring Gina Lola Brigida as the woman who had three possible fathers to her child. The mother was portrayed by Shelley Winters. The three possible dads, Telly Savalas, Peter Lawford, and Phil Silvers. Now, how's that for a similarity to Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again? Not only those similarities, but also the original Mamma Mia has made $610 million worldwide since coming out 10 years ago, which explains why there's a sequel. You know, the song Waterloo supposedly is about Napoleon. Well, I wonder how many people knew there were 48,000 casualties at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. And of all the awards that were bestowed on Mamma Mia, among them the 5,700 performances of the stage show on Broadway before it closed in 2015, one of those awards was a Razzie given to Pierce Brosnan, the Golden Raspberry Award, not because he's a bad actor, he isn't, he's a very good actor, but for reasons we will never hear, Pierce Brosnan had to sing in that movie, earning him a prized Razzie. Hey, we've got Kerry Barnes just around the corner coming in next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com. Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tickets are on sale now as the most anticipated French experience returns to Arizona. The Voila Tour, now through September 1st at various intimate locations, showcasing talents and food drenched in French culture and beloved local artists, with the grand finale at the beautiful Elks Theater August 31st. Featuring Gail Boswell, with special appearances from the Cheektones, Sugar and the Mint, and Tom Agostino. For a complete schedule and to get your tickets to these breathtaking events, visit PrescottElksTheater.com or VoilaTourAZ.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Menlo Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at HICountryRVCenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 209. We have Kerry Barnes from Chino Valley in the studio. The weather, this is the time of year we get a lot of monsoons, and boy, that's playing right into your hands, isn't it, Kerry?
Oh, it sure is. It's looking like we're going to have some clouds and perhaps some rain on Monday, but that's what it's about.
You are here to talk about the 5K obstacle mud run. First of all, what's a mud run?
Well, a mud run is a course set through mud with lots of obstacles to overcome. Some of them are challenging, some not as difficult, but in all things, it'll be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of obstacles are we talking about?
We have a Tarzan swing over a big pit. We have one we call the bazooka, which is more entertaining for those who want to come and watch people trying to go through that one. It's a big, huge tube that you have to try and go up with water coming down and slide down into mud, and just lots of unique challenges. It's all in ooey-gooey mud, which makes it fun.
I'm trying to decide which is more fun, participating in it or watching it.
Yeah, I think we have those who are squeamish about having a mud bath. But
that would be the adults. The kids, I'm sure, just, oh, I want to be part of that, right?
Yeah, we have lots of kids participating. We have family waves so that the kids can go with their parents, and they work together through the different obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the purpose of the mud run? Is this a fundraiser?
Well, no. Yes in sorts, but no. It is a town event for the town of Chino Valley. The monies that are raised from this event go back into the parks and recreational programs for different things that we want to see improved and worked on.
Mm-hmm. Now, what age group participates in this? Do you have different age classifications, or can anybody take part?
Well, anyone under the age of 13 will need to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. Mm-hmm. And then above that, it's open to anyone and everyone. And the waves are set up with either being an adult wave or a family wave. So that would be those including the kids, family with kids. Parents with kids go to the family wave, and the adult ones, of course, for anybody. You just have to know you don't want little kids in that one because they might get run over.
Sure. Yeah. You know, when I lived in San Diego, I used to go to the beach all the time, and I'd see these guys come out of the surf just covered in sand and salt water and smelling like fish, and then they get in their car and drive home. Now, for people finishing the mud run, they are going to look kind of weird. They're going to be wet. They're going to be muddy. How did they get home?
Yeah, we do have a great rinse-off station, so they'll be able to get most of that mud off it. There's going to be some places
qualifier
of their bodies, yeah, that we're not going to be able to get to. But, yes, they'll be able to clean off.
So what do you wear if you're participating in the mud run?
You know, that's a fun one because people come in workout clothes, whether it's shorts or the spandex type of things. But we have a great costume round where we like to see people come in whatever it is, suits. We've seen suits. We've seen people come in tutus. Just, you know, lots of fun. So that one's a unique one, too.
I'd really be tempted to show up in a three-piece business suit and just dive in head first just to see what would happen. Now, let me ask you this. Is there a cost involved to participate?
There is. It's $37 to enter, and that's just for the next 3 days, and then the price does go up. So, and the waves are filling up. We've had over 100 here in just the last couple of days.
Really?
Filling up.
Wow.
Yes. But the prices go down if you sign up with teams. So, for 2 to 3 people, it's $32.50 a person, and 3 to 4 people for a team is $31.75.
It's not very often you get to just dive in the mud and have a good time rolling around, is it?
Nope. And really, we have the best mud around.
There you go.
The sticky, ooey gooey stuff.
Uh-huh. So, where is the event going to be held?
It's at the Old Home Manor. It's 2125 North Old Home Manor Drive there in Chino Valley.
And this has been an annual event now for roughly how many years?
This is our third year.
So who came up with this great idea?
Well, I participate in the Parks and Recreational Advisory Board with a group of really great people, just citizens at large from the town of Chino Valley. And we were looking at ways to raise money for projects and programs. And so this is something that came about through those meetings.
And when you first heard about that and someone proposed a mud run, did anybody go, "What? Are you serious?"
Oh, I was all over that. I was so excited because I have some friends who do this stuff too. So yeah, I was really into that. And just to hear them say something like that instead of something, you know, like, you know, let's have a bike race or something, which are lots of fun, but this just is something really challenging and everybody can participate in.
And you can just be silly and have a good time, right?
Oh, yeah, lots of silliness and lots of fun.
Sure. What about other things going on at the Mud Run, food, music, things like that?
Yes, we will have a food truck out there, and we have this really great guy, Kalen, who's going to be doing our DJing, and he is just so uniquely qualified. He announces our races. He has great music playing. So he in himself is entertainment for everybody.
Now, is there any kind of caveat or warning people should heed, like if they wear glasses or contacts, something like that?
Yeah, they're going to have to look at those concerns because there's no way they're going to come through this neat and clean.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so you don't want any special events scheduled after this. You may have to go home and change.
You wouldn't want to be going to a wedding, that's
no,
for
not
sure.
Like that. Not like that. So what about a charge for spectators or for parking?
It's all free. That's what's great about us. We have free parking. We have free for spectators. And, you know, it's a great thing in that this is a park that is permanent. And I've seen and visited other mud run sites, and these are things that they gather up at the end of the season, and it goes away, and then they have to reset it up. This is a permanent park, so it's easy for people to get around and watch that as a spectator.
Are you still taking sign-ups for participants?
Absolutely. We take them up until 5 o'clock The night before, which is going to be this Friday, the 24th, and then you can come as a walk up the day of. So you can just walk up that day and participate.
You know, it would be a great idea is for some companies in this area to sign up their boss to be one of the runners and show up to cheer them on. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that's a great idea.
Seeing the boss slopping around in the mud? Yeah. Yeah.
Are you raising your hand for that one? Are you
me? No, I'm not a boss.
This will get you to go.
So where do you sign up? Is there an online way to do it?
There is. You can go to chinomudrun.com.
ChinoMudRun.com, and if you're a late participant, you can show up on the day and sign up then, right?
That's correct.
And tell us once again when and where.
Okay, it's at Old Home Manor, 2125 North Old Home Manor Drive. It's this Saturday, August 25th. The first run is at 8 a.m., and that's for our competitors. Those are the ones shooting for that prize time that's better than anything they've done in the past. And then we have family and adult waves following that every 20 minutes. And we even have a first responders wave. So all of you first responders, police officers, firefighters, EMTs, all of you come on out, get a team together because there is a traveling trophy for that event, for that wave that is presented.
That indeed sounds like a fantastic fun event. Carrie Barnes, thanks for joining us on behalf of the 5K Obstacle Mud Run. Stay tuned because we've got more coming up in the form of Nolan Charles to talk about Little Shop of Horrors, and also we'll be talking to local writer Georgia Sparks about from the the Professional Writers of Prescott series. That's coming up in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Collins with Stone Ridge Centers for Brains. At Stone Ridge, we are using cutting edge transcranial magnetic stimulation technology, commonly known as TMS, to treat the brain. TMS is an effective treatment for individuals diagnosed with depression, PTSD, anxiety, bipolar, and substance abuse disorders. It's also a beneficial treatment for teenagers and young adults with depression, ADHD, and autism. This is a safe treatment with minimal side effects. To see if you're a candidate for TMS, call us at 583-7799 or visit stoneridgecenters.com.
And now the Arizona Lottery presents the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy. This concludes the Fantasy 5, 5 Seconds of Fantasy, presented by the Fantasy 5 $1 million giveaway. From now until August 31st, every Fantasy 5 ticket you purchase can be entered into a drawing for a chance to win $1 million. Enter at ArizonaLottery.com.
You can't win if you don't play!
There's a place where we learn that in giving, we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Summer vacation is over. Family trips are amazing memories, and the kiddos are back in school. Now that life is quiet, there are no more excuses for putting off those projects. Hi, I'm Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association with some important reminders. Call YCCA for referrals. We have the best contractors. Never pay in cash. Always get a contract. YCCA is here for you. 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Democrats are running attack ads in the Republican primary against Martha McSally, spreading fake news. The so-called age tax, it's actually another Nancy Pelosi lie. News reports call it misleading and say it's, quote, not really a tax. The truth, seniors on Medicare wouldn't pay a single cent more. So why are the Democrats attacking Martha McSally? Because she has the guts to fight their liberal agenda. Martha McSally,
who is not only an Air Force veteran, but the first woman ever to fly a fighter jet in combat in U.S. history. She is terrific. Congresswoman Martha McSally.
A proven conservative leader, McSally fought to defend our country, and now she's fighting to build President Trump's border wall. Defeat the Democrats' lies. On August 28th, vote for conservative Martha McSally for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to remind you of some great music coming to the Prescott Elks Theater this weekend. In fact, it's Friday. It's our old friend Mike Vax and his Great American Jazz Band, featuring Mike on trumpet and vocals, Scott Whitfield on trombone and vocals, Howard Alden, Tony Vaca, Jack Peterson, Selwyn Reams, and Cleve Huff. That is the Great American Jazz Band saluting the music of New Orleans this Friday, the 24th at the Elks Theater. Now, coming up on Saturday, September 8th at the Elks Theater, two shows, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., a real fun one from the One Stage Family Theater. We have Nolan Charles here to talk about it. Nolan, first of all, tell us, what is the One Stage Family Theater?
So One Stage Family Theater is a newer company that came up, I want to say, about a year or so ago with Tammy Niekamp and Shauna Luan. Just kind of to give this feel of theater that we accept everybody and anybody can be part of our productions, because, you know, it shouldn't be this competition. It should be this fun-loving thing where we can everybody enjoy and have fun.
Isn't it funny how when you see people come out for their first show, their first time ever on stage, they might be real nervous in rehearsals, but boy, once they get a taste of it, it's in their blood, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We actually have a few people that this is their first show, and you can see them in rehearsals. They're kind of nervous, but I'm excited to see them on the 8th hit that Elks Theater stage.
And not only that, but this is the kind of show where you can have a lot of fun. It's a Little Shop of Horrors. Tell us about the background. What kind of plot do we have in this? Because it's crazy.
So this is a crazy show. A lot of people know the movie of it, which is kind of one of those cult classics, which this theater tends to like to do, which is fun. So it follows Seymour Krelborn, and he works at this flower shop on Skid Row in the 1960s. And this flower shop is failing. Of course, it's on Skid Row. Who goes to a flower shop on Skid Row?
Sure.
So he finds this weird and exotic plant that starts bringing customers in because it just looks so odd. They don't know what it is. But this plant, the way that he feeds it, he ends up having to feed it human blood. And so, of course, there's a point where he stops being able to give blood because you can only give so much from yourself. And so he ends up feeding the plant different people from the town, and I don't want to give away all the people. So, it's hilarious because it's a talking plant, and
the plant has a name too.
It's the plant is Audrey II.
Yeah,
which of course Seymour names after the girl that he's in love with. But yeah, it's hilarious.
And you know, anybody who remembers The Little Mermaid remembers that was an Oscar-winning score. And I believe it was the same writers for this.
Yes.
Alan Menken and Howard Ashman. Mm-hmm. But they really had some fun with this. I mean, just imagine song titles like, let's see, we have Skid Row, Somewhere That's Green, Suddenly Seymour. How can you not have fun at a show like that?
Oh yeah, they're hilarious. And, because Skid Row or downtown, whichever you know it about, is that town just coming out and saying how horrible it is, because you go and you work where all the big wigs are, but then you come home to Skid Row where it's all trashy, and then Somewhere That's Green is that Audrey's dream of going somewhere that's green, that everybody has that thought, and then Suddenly Seymour is that beautiful duet you get at the end with Audrey and Seymour.
You know, as much fun as you like to have at One Stage Family Theater, how did this one end up being selected?
So this was actually selected before I came a part of One Stage. It was one of the ones that they pitched to me. They're like, hey, by the way, you're going to come and join us. We're going to do Little Shop of Horrors.
And I'm in.
Right, exactly. This is a show that I've always wanted to do, and I've always missed out when it's come to town. Yeah. But one of the nice things about the show, it's not one that's overdone, which is one of the reasons that we picked it. There's a lot of shows that come through this town that are just redone. And that's one of the things that One Stage wants to do is these, bring these newer shows or these shows that maybe have been done, but not as often.
Sure.
So people can get kind of this fresh taste. And it's one of those ones that if people know it, they love it.
Sure. And, of course, one of the features of the show is those plants. I understand they're handmade, aren't they?
They are. A lot of productions that do this show will rent them from the company that licenses it, or they'll buy them from other places. We actually had one of the guys that is part of our company that decided, that was just like, you know what? No, I'll build these myself. And they... I didn't know what to expect, and he brought the first one in, and I was just amazed. He brought the second one in, even more. We haven't seen the third or the fourth plant yet, but if it's anything near what the other ones are, which I'm sure it's going to blow past those, it's phenomenal. That's like, that's one of the big things. Like, if you don't know anything about this show, if you have no like drive about it, that's come to see the plant. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
And if you've ever been to the Heritage Park zoo or any major zoo and you see signs saying don't feed the animals, this one's got signs saying don't feed the plants, right?
Oh, yeah. That's our main thing. Like, come enjoy this plant, but please, please keep your fingers away from it.
Now, tell us more about your cast, because you accept people of different ages, backgrounds, abilities, even disabilities, correct?
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing, like we were saying before, is... we strive to let everybody that wants to be in our productions be in the production, because a disability shouldn't affect their ability to do a show. Yeah. The backgrounds are insane, and having them from all these abilities, disabilities, backgrounds, ages, they have different experiences and different knowledges to bring to the show. And I think it's so cool to bring, and I think it rounds out our ensemble, because people seeing the shows, they're like, oh, you know, I relate to that person. I relate to that person. So it's enjoyable for the audience, and it's so much for us to learn from different people as well.
Sure. Speaking of backgrounds and experiences, you were with us a couple months ago, and you have a fascinating theatrical background. Tell us about yours.
So I have performed in the Prescott area for years and years and years, starting with PCA. And then I went to the high school, then I worked with Young Star, and I went back to PCA, now I'm with One Stage. I also performed at the Disneyland Resort for about 5 years, this past recent 5 years. So, yeah.
Which Disneyland?
So the Disneyland Resort in California.
Wow,
yeah.
Neat. How much fun is that? That's got to be kind of a drag, though, because you're doing it over and over and over, right?
See, that's what everybody asks me. They're like, did you ever get sick of it? Was it ever tiring? I'm like... of course, everybody has those days where you're just like, I don't want to go to work.
Sure.
But I never lost it. Like, people would say, oh, did you lose the magic when you started working there? But I got a different form of magic. Like,
some
of the...
different audience every
day,
too. Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
It was no drag for me. I loved it.
Wow, how interesting. So do you have any auditions coming up soon you know of?
So we just did auditions for the Rocky Horror Show. But,
another crazy show.
Oh, yeah, it's another crazy one.
You bring your own toast, right?
Right. It's one that has become kind of a yearly tradition. It's actually Tammy's fifth time directing it, so that's a really cool thing. We did have auditions, but we are still looking for a few more people, a few of the backup dancers, and the main title role of Rocky. So if anybody's interested in that, please contact us through Facebook. But our next one after that is... It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. It'll also be, all three of them are at the Elks. Auditions for that are going to be the day after Little Shop. So on September 9th at 7 p.m. at Lessons by Lexi Dance Studio, which is at the Prescott Gateway Mall.
Hi, Lexi. Hi, Tammy. So the performances are at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. for Little Shop of Horrors at the Elks Theater on Saturday, September 8th, correct?
Correct.
And you can go, I assume, online to Prescott Elks Theater, where they have the tickets there. And you can, of course, get them in the box office, too. So let me ask you this. You're working with a lot of people on or doing their first show. It's a goofy, crazy show. It's a lot of fun. How do you keep from cracking up during rehearsals?
Honestly, you don't.
That's what I thought.
Those first few rehearsals, you kind of just have to let it out. Because if you let it out at the beginning... you're going to be able to hold it in.
You don't want to break
the
character
exactly.
The night of the performance, yeah.
But there are certain numbers. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have a hard time that night of the show holding it in because they're just hilarious.
So how do you teach somebody who has never been on stage before? How do you teach them to hit their marks and where to stand on stage, blocking things like this?
So some people, a lot of the people that we deal with, it just kind of comes naturally. You just start showing them, okay, this is where you're going to go. This is where we're going to go next. This is the number, and they just kind of fall with it. Some other people, it just takes more time, and you just kind of have to, treat everybody a little bit differently and cater to their needs. But it really is just, it's a learning process for us. It's a learning process for them. And we just kind of have to guide them through it.
Yeah. When I was in Los Angeles, the people I got to know who are actors would tell me, when you get a script, you're getting the same script as the director, the cinematographer, and the lighting director. And the reason is because they need you to hit your marks because the director expects you there, the camera operators expect you to be there, and the lighting director has been on the roof adjusting those lights expecting you to be in that spot, correct?
Oh, yeah. And that's the same thing with us, because Tammy has the same script, I have the same script, Lexi has the same script, all of our cast has the same script. When we get our lighting people, they are going to have the same script, and if we're not in the right spot, that lightning person's not going to follow us.
That's right.
So
you're going to be in the dark.
We're going to be in the dark, exactly.
You don't want that. So one last question for you, and I always ask this of people who are involved in shows with kids. Mm-hmm. How important is it, the discipline that being on stage and part of an ensemble instills in a child?
Oh, I think honestly, because like with me, I grew up with theater, and I think that's one of the big things that taught me the discipline and everything that I have for my work ethics, my respect for other people, my just a lot of the things that shaped me into be the person I am, and the respect that I have for other people. So I think theater is a great way to get kids to have that respect for others and learn all these different disciplines.
When you're in an ensemble, you're all in the same foxhole, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Nolan Charles, looking forward to a Little Shop of Horrors coming to the Prescott Oaks Theater September 8th at 2 and 7 p.m. Say hello to Tammy and Lexi for me.
Will do.
Stay tuned, because we've got news with Link coming up in just a moment. And then we're going to talk about one of the local authors. This is going to be Georgia Sparks. She'll be in just a few minutes to share the writing experience on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today, 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
As the first woman to fly a fighter jet in combat, Martha McSally took the fight to terrorists to keep America safe. Now McSally is deployed to D.C., fighting to pass President Trump's plan to secure our border and stop illegal immigration. Here's Martha McSally.
As chair of the Border Committee, I passed a law to fast-track veterans for border jobs. Now I'm working with President Trump to secure our border and keep Arizona families safe.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
But there's more to do. As your senator, I'll crack down on sanctuary cities, enforce the law, build the wall, and give our border agents what they need to complete their mission.
Martha McSally, standing with President Trump to secure our border and ban sanctuary cities.
My friend Martha McSally, she's the real deal. She's tough.
I'm Martha McSally, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McSally for Senate Inc.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Prescott Valley residents need to be on the lookout for fake animal control officers. Prescott Valley Animal Control has received several reports from concerned residents about individuals who are conducting themselves as animal control officers. Some so-called rescue groups have acquired police scanners and monitor calls dispatched for animal control. The imposter agents arrive at locations before the real officers and they take custody of the animals. These actions are illegal. Some of the fake agents even drive vehicles with logos that are being mistaken for the official Prescott Valley Animal Control insignia. They have also apparently collected illegal donations. If you or anyone else you know has concerns about an interaction with an unknown animal control rescue individual, the Prescott Valley Police Department is encouraging you to ask for identification, and you should also call Animal Control at 772-5190 or the Emergency Dispatch Line at 772-9267. The Prescott Valley Police Department has a new civilian phlebotomist.
Phlebotomists are usually sworn police officers with specialized training to draw blood for investigative purposes. However, there are exceptions to this rule.
More civilians are being trained for this in law enforcement. The Prescott Valley Police Department recently trained its first civilian phlebotomist, Misty Edwards, who has worked as a civilian evidence technician for over 2 years.
Prescott Valley Police Officer Jerry Ferguson says Edwards recently went through a training program.
She completed the rigorous training in April of this year. She then completed her clinical externship at the VA hospital in Phoenix.
This new training also makes her available to other Northern Arizona agencies. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQNA weather. Monsoon storms in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 61 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 82 tomorrow and Thursday. 67 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday and Thursday of 92. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Release yourself back into the wild with the all-new 2018 Subaru Outback. Outback is designed with features important to you, from comfort to cargo space to the latest technology and leading-edge safety features. Standard roof rails with integrated crossbars provide additional cargo carrying capability and can fold away when not in use. You get the versatility of hauling kayaks, bikes, skis, and cargo on your adventures without the added wind noise or reduced fuel efficiency on your daily commute. Come in during the Subaru A Lot to Love event and head out on your first adventure. Right now at Findlay Subaru Press, for a limited time, lease the newly redesigned 2018 Outback for $249 a month for 36 months or get 0% financing. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
For well-qualified buyers, now through September 4th, 2018, lease a new 2018 Outback for $249 per month on the 36-month lease. Standard 2.5i model code JDB-01. $1749 due at lease signing. Zero security deposit.
Democrats are running attack ads in the Republican primary against Martha McSally, spreading fake news. The so-called age tax, it's actually another Nancy Pelosi lie. News reports call it misleading and say it's, quote, not really a tax. The truth, seniors on Medicare wouldn't pay a single cent more. So why are the Democrats attacking Martha McSally? Because she has the guts to fight their liberal agenda. Martha McSally,
who is not only an Air Force veteran, but the first woman ever to fly a fighter jet in combat in U.S. history. She is terrific. Congresswoman Martha McSally.
A proven conservative leader, McSally fought to defend our country. And now she's fighting to build President Trump's border wall. Defeat the Democrats' lies. On August 28th, vote for conservative Martha McSally for U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you've been listening to Q&A for the last couple of weeks, you know we've had a series going about the professional writers of Prescott. We have one of those writers today. It's Georgia Sparks. Georgia has a little different genre. She specializes in... Georgia, tell us your genre and subgenre of books you write.
I write children's books. They're picture books, and they're geared for young people, elementary, early primary grades, and they're even good read-to books for toddlers.
Mm-hmm. How do you take the mindset of a toddler or of a young parent reading the book to them when you write the book?
It's just, for me, it's just something that I get an imagination. I've had some incredible inspirations, and I just follow it through.
Mm-hmm. What's your professional background? What prepared you for this?
I used to be a transcriber for court reporters. I've always done a lot of writing and reading.
Wow. Now, as a kid, were you a big reader?
Yes, I was a bookworm.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of stuff did you like to read as a kid? Now, being a girl, I'm sure a lot of it was horses, right?
I actually like mysteries.
As a child, how interesting. And the fact that you ended up being a court reporter, you were kind of reliving that, weren't you?
Well, I really like the joke books, too. So
yeah, I
like to make people laugh as
well. Yeah, interesting. So, you know, when you're writing for children's books, boy, how do you gauge what age will be interested in this book and will understand it?
That's a lot of rewriting. You have to look at your topic and your kind of your storyline, and then you might have to change the words to dumb down a little bit for younger grades or advance it a little bit for the older kids.
So how much time do you spend around kids to try and pick up on their lingo and what they talk about?
I have four.
That helps.
And I have six grandkids plus two step-grandkids, and mm-hmm. I mean, my life is, I do a lot with kids, so...
And, you know, on that, being a writer and being around kids, you know, we always say that writers are, first of all, great readers. But in your case, writing for children, how important is it to be a good observer and listener?
It's very important. I did a lot of reading to my kids when they were young, and that's very helpful for what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of influences do you think kids pick up today? Do little kids spend time, you know, with cell phones and things like this? Are they too young for that, do you think?
They're way ahead of what they should be, as far as I'm concerned.
Well
too
said,
many cell
way
phones
ahead of
and,
where they should be.
Yeah,
indeed,
too many
indeed.
Cell phones and too many kids.
So
hands.
You get a lot of distractions, a lot of competition for their time and their attention, don't you?
I do, yeah.
So how do you write for a child and make sure, how do you keep their interest and keep from, I don't want to say dumbing down, but keeping them from saying, oh, that's for little kids?
Well, I think part of it is engagement. You have to make it fun for mm-hmm. them. Reading a book to them and animating while you're doing it, makes it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm. When you write your books, now you're self-published, correct?
Correct.
What are some of the obstacles and some of the steps you have to take to self-publish?
Actually, it's quite a bit easier than waiting for a rejection letter.
Yeah.
I've done that part, too.
The inevitable rejection letter.
Yeah, sending off manuscripts, waiting to find out if your work is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
This is much easier. You just go on the computer. I mean, literally, you create your work and you upload it.
Mm-hmm. So who does your editing?
I have a wonderful lady in Iowa who does my editing. I met her out here, but she's Susie Beckman. She's been an angel for me to get my books done. And she's been my accountability partner as well. She's kept me on track.
And that's a key word, accountability, because how important do you think it is when you're writing a book to have a fresh set of eyes read it without your built-in biases, without your built-in experience, and call you on it and say, you know, this might not work?
It's of utmost importance.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, having a second set of eyes looking at everything, because you don't catch all your mistakes. But having someone read it and find that things don't flow as well as you thought they did. Mm-hmm. In your head, you have kind of a preconceived thought of how this is flowing. But when someone else reads it, a third party who's hasn't thought it through first, they're reading it fresh, and it's just much easier for them to catch those things.
You know, it's been said that every person, every adult, has a book inside of them. I think it's a nice way of saying everybody thinks they have a life story that they can tell. The problem is, how do you make it interesting to a complete stranger?
I think it's in the writing. It's how you elaborate the details and embellish, and you can make it interesting for everyone. One of my favorite sayings is everyone has a story to tell, and there's someone somewhere who needs to hear it.
Mm-hmm. And how much of writing that story consists of painting a picture in the mind?
Oh, it's all about painting the picture. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to self-publishing, what is your first step? Is it software you purchase? How do you start the ball rolling for self-publishing?
For self-publishing, you basically go on a platform on the Internet. Amazon has an amazing one called CreateSpace, and you just sign up as an account. And then you begin the process step by step, and it's extremely easy to use.
Now, I've heard different writers say they write their first draft in longhand, in pencil, on a yellow legal pad. Woody Allen, a great screenwriter, still does all of his screenplays on an old Olivetti typewriter with presumably a lot of whiteout. So how do you do your first draft?
I have done it both ways, actually.
Really?
If I'm flying somewhere, I do a little bit of traveling. So if I'm flying, I've got a pen and paper in my hand, and I'm writing.
Mm-hmm.
At home, I'm in front of the computer creating.
Sure. Now, with, you said, 4 kids and 6 grandkids, right?
Right.
How much of that influences your characters and your plots?
I don't think it's so much they influence it. I think that they inspire it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a grandson who was having trouble with me paying attention in class, and he actually inspired one of my books too. So it's everything. It's all about what's happening around you in life.
Mm-hmm. Would this relative know you're writing about him?
He does.
Okay.
Let him know.
And he's okay with it?
Yes.
Okay, good. And now the question. I know the listeners are waiting for this question because I ask every writer this question. At what point, or has this ever happened to you, at some point in writing your book, do the characters and the storylines converge and they start writing themselves and you have to catch up?
I think that happens just about everything. I think you start to develop the character, and then they do take on a life of their own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to somebody who says, you know, I'm thinking of writing a book? What are the first steps?
Well, you have to sit down and put your ideas on paper.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the first thing to do is get yourself a good editor.
How do you do that?
There are a number of editors, professional writers of Prescott has a number of people that they can refer you to.
Mm.
You can actually Google it and find out where editors are. Mine were, I think, divine appointments. I had connections that knew people, and as I went through the process, I found an editor and an illustrator and an outline, a layout person. So it was just a series of the right connections at the right time.
Are you also a movie buff?
Not so much.
Well, but you've seen your share of movies, I'm sure.
Yes, I have.
So why is the book always better than the movie?
Because you can't fit everything that people are feeling into a movie. I think there's so much more that you can elaborate on in words.
Another thing I've heard, and see if you agree with this, when you're reading a book, you are putting yourself in the writer's place. You're filtering everything through a prism of your own life experience, your own fears, anxieties, aspirations, ambitions, whereas with a movie, they're telling you what to see and what to think. That makes sense?
Yes. You're being fed.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And when you read a book, you have to dig into it yourself and understand what am I reading? What is he trying to say?
So what, through your life, what has been your favorite kind of reading material?
I like personal development books. That's kind of where I go. I want to always make myself better than I was yesterday.
Really? How interesting. Self-help goes a long way, doesn't it?
It does.
Indeed it does. And when it comes to any kind of fiction, has anything stood out for you?
No, I think The Anne of Green Gables is probably my best my favorite fiction, mm-hmm. because it is, there is so much realism in it.
And, you know, speaking of realism, I've never read much fiction for one simple reason. When I was five, I started picking up my mother's daily newspaper and all of her news magazines, and I grew up with the idea that truth is stranger than fiction. And if you're writing nonfiction and it really happened, there's your proof right there. Because a lot of stuff that we see in a newspaper and in news magazines, you couldn't make up, could you?
That's true. That's quite true.
How very true. So roughly how many hours a day do you spend writing? Do you do it every day?
Not anymore. When I'm getting ready to publish, I'm on it all the time. But of late, I haven't spent as much time. I think it's hours, literally, as you're tweaking and rewording, and it can be a very time consuming.
And once you've finished your manuscript and it's about to be bound into a book, have you ever said, "Oh no, wait, I wanted to add this to it too"?
There have been a few changes at the last minute. I had a book that I changed the title of the whole character. So, yeah, I had to change the name.
You know, that's an interesting thing too. How do you come up with a title?
They come to me. It's,
really?
It's something that I had a title for this book, and then when it came down to when I finished the book, the title didn't fit anymore, so I had to retitle it. But it usually is pretty easy for me to figure out what to title it.
See, my all-time favorite movie is Chinatown, and that title doesn't make any sense to the last 15 minutes of the movie. Then it all comes together. But I wonder how many people didn't see it because of a title. So the title has to sell the book too, right?
That's true.
And how can people learn more about your books and purchase a copy?
I'm available on Amazon. I have a website, wideeyedexpressions.com, and I'm on Facebook as well under Wide-Eyed Expressions. And my books are on Amazon.
Very good. That is Georgia Sparks, part of the Professional Writers of Prescott series. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts coming your way. And tomorrow's guests on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, I'm Rodney Glassman. I'm an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney with a PhD in arid land resource sciences, which is basically water. And I'm proud to serve as a major in the United States Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. If you want clean and affordable power and water, and a commissioner who puts ratepayers first, check out my website at rodneyglassman.com. The Corporation Commission is supposed to protect ratepayers by regulating our water and energy companies. Sadly, today's Corporation Commission is all about scandals, FBI investigations, drugs, indictments, and rate increases. Conservatives all over Arizona are saying vote Glassman because I'll restore integrity to the commission. I'm the only candidate with a plan and the real-world experience to ask the tough questions and put ratepayers first. The establishment wants four more years of more of the same. We deserve better. Qualified, conservative, veteran. Vote Rodney Glassman in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Eric Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. At Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Angels. Tuesday at 6. I am 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game. Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You've heard me speak from time to time about my favorite nostalgia baby boomer magazine. It's called Remind, and in the current issue, they take us back in their time capsule to the year 1960, when the median yearly income was $5,600, the minimum wage was $1 per hour, a postage stamp cost 4 cents. A gallon of gas cost 31 cents. An 18-ounce box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, 27 cents. And a Hershey bar was a nickel. 1960, wow. Some of the big stories from that year. Radio disc jockey Alan Freed was arrested and charged with commercial bribery for accepting payola. That made a lot of big stars in the music business back then. On May 1st of that year, the American U-2 spy plane, piloted by Francis Gary Powers, was shot down over the Soviet Union. If you saw the Steven Spielberg movie starring Tom Hanks, Bridge of Spies, that's what they're talking about. Also, the Soviet Union that year launched the Sputnik 5 capsule containing 40 mice, 2 rats, a rabbit, fruit flies, and 2 dogs, the first living creatures to go into orbit and return safely. I wonder if the fruit flies made it back safely, too. Hard to believe. One of the really weird stories from 1960, do you remember Jack Parr? He was one of the early hosts of The Tonight Show. He was on stage doing his monologue, and he started tearing up. He said there must be a better way of making a living. And he walked off the stage, and he said he's quitting. Just minutes into the show, he walked off the stage. Of course, he came back a month later. One of the reasons was the censors didn't like him using the term water closet. They insisted him using WC. And, of course, in the early 70s, Archie Bunker said turlet, and all that was ancient history. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley is at 4. Join me back here tomorrow with my guests, Prescott-born composer Henry Fleury, and we'll hear from Alan Hussein and Donna Carver for the entire array of events, all great shows, coming to Prescott next week. That's tomorrow at 2 for Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.